Work smarter, not harder this Labor Day. Craft your masterpiece and enjoy a slow smoke meal with a Masterbuilt smoker. Whether you're a beginner or a seasoned professional, you'll find that just right smoker for your backyard cookout. It's easier and it tastes better than grilling. Load the smoker up with your favorite foods, set the time and temp, and walk away. Spend more time with your family and friends. It's available at Home Depot, Lowe's, Sam's Club, Academy, Bass Pro, and Cabela's. For more information, tips, and recipes, visit masterbuilt.com. That first hour practically did itself, and I'd expect the second hour to do the same thing. All right, we start our second hour. A tremendous Friday to you. I'm Jim Rome, live in the Quicken Loans studios, which are situated in Southern California. Quicken Loans applies simply, understand fully, and mortgage confidently. Big hour. I've got seven-time NASCAR champ Jimmy Johnson coming up in less than 20 minutes. You definitely want to hear that. Next hour, the top-ranked WBC welterweight Sean Porter will be joining us. I've got thoughts on Jalen Ramsey in just 1 minute. ESPN dropped a piece on him. It's incredible. Man, I love everything about this guy. Not all of you get this guy. Not all of you like this guy. Some of you hate this guy. Some of you actually think he's bad for the NFL. Trust me when I say this, and this is not a take, this is not an opinion, this is a fact. Jalen Ramsey is so good for the NFL. He is so good for the NFL. Meantime, I'm trying to give away a smoker. So far, so bad. In fact, I'm the epitome of, and I should know this, try easier. Try easier. The harder I try, the worse it gets in the way of your contributions. I'm trying to wash out that bad taste in my mouth from Christian in Maine last hour. So the phone lines are open. 1-800-636-8686. My thoughts on Jalen Ramsey in a minute, but how about this? Top of the hour, I'm going to do something I almost never do. Top of the hour. And you could imagine where at the top of the hour, I would come with something strong. I mean, big segment, opening hour, top of the hour, come with one of your better takes. I do this every single day. I would almost never, ever skip one of my rants for one of your phone calls unless I think the phone call justifies it. I'm not sure this will, but it's worth the gamble. Let's go to Las Vegas. In Vegas, Cal. You know Cal. Cal in Vegas threatened to rip Conor McGregor's beard off his face and make him eat it. He
Next
said that.
Next time you fly to Las Vegas, I'll be waiting for you at the airport. Then I'm going to rip that beard off your face and make you eat it.
I don't think that's happened yet. However, he did say that he would. And just because it hasn't happened doesn't mean it won't happen. It just means it hasn't happened. It doesn't necessarily mean it didn't happen. It just hasn't yet. And Conor will be back in Vegas. We know that. So Cal will get his shot once again. In the meantime, he's here. Let's go to Vegas. Hey, Cal, what's going on with you?
Yeah, Conor's been ducking me. But, you know, I also have a problem with that brain-dead cage fighter, Chael Sonnen. Dude's been coming in here threatening you. After all you've done for him, you made the guy famous for crying out loud. Man, tell Chael, the next time I see him, I'm kicking his ass. Jim, that Masterbuilt smoker is going to look sharp in my new backyard. Feel free to throw in a golden ticket. Jim, you know I got more game than most of these so-called smack-off guys? Man, don't get me started. Jim, as we speak, I'm packing my bags for a trip back east. I'm going to South Bend tomorrow to watch my Michigan Wolverines play against the Little Irish. Look for the Wolverines quarterback, Shea Patterson, to throw for 300 yards and 3 touchdowns. Meanwhile, the nation's premier defense will absolutely dominate this game. Final score, Michigan 28, Notre Dame 10. Book it. Jim, I have an extra ticket to this game, and I thought about giving it to that delusional Fighting Irish fan, Mike in Indy, but I can't. That's because Mike's a pervert, and he wants to hook up with my sister. Mike likes to slide into her DMs like some tool. Quote, who's your favorite smack-off guy? Do you like me? I think your brother Cal is funny. Then all she does is reject him. Mike, you're creepy as hell, dude, and you ain't getting those cookies. I gotta keep you away from my little sister. I'm afraid you might try to slip her a roofie. And you bet it don't. You bet it don't.
Rack him. Cal in Vegas. Wow. All right, so Cal, among other things, says that Chael is threatening me. Chael doesn't really threaten me. He just disrespects me. And he's done that a couple of times, and it didn't work. He tried it in the smack off, and it went horribly. And then what did he do? He didn't go to school on that. He ran it back the next year, and it went even worse. But, you know, that's kind of his deal. He's the heel. He's the heel. He's doing what he knows and what has worked for him in the past, except it's not working here. Anyway, it is what it is. It's fine. I don't really care. On the other hand, he did care. He says he's going to kick his ass. He also said that Connor has avoided him. Andy said that Mike in Indy is sliding into his little sister's DMs and that he's creepy and he's a pervert and he does not get those cookies. Cal in Vegas showing up. You see what I mean about the smoker? I bring out a smoker. I give away one every single day for 2 weeks. It brings all sorts of types out. Speaking of Mike, Mike has already won two. I wonder if Mike, Cal clearly would like to win a smoker. I wonder if Mike would come in and rip a third one and take it right out of Cal's hands. And no, Den Lusks, that email at the top is not going to win you that. So Cal thinks he's got it. Cal's like obviously going to protect his sister with everything he's got. And he's got the smoker in his hands. And he's protecting his sister allegedly from Mike and Indy.
You ain't getting those cookies.
What if Mike and Indy were to come in here and rip that smoker right out of Cal's hands to win for the third time in 2 weeks?
You better don't.
You better don't he hit him with. That can't be true, Cal, right? Mike and Indy's not really sliding into your sister's DMs. Is he? He's a creep and a pervert, quote, unquote. Another jungle beef right there. Cal against the world. Cal against Connor. Cal against Chael. Cal against Mikey. Anybody else? It's your last shot now. This is our 10th smoker in the last 2 weeks. All right, so let me be real for a minute. Jimmy Johnson's coming up next segment. I want to be real for a minute. And I want to be real and say, Hawk, that is the stupidest shirt I've ever seen.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And already the Cal response is coming in. Hey, Cal, moving your rented temporary fence 10 feet farther out into the undeveloped desert does not designate a, quote, new backyard. You dweeb. Signed, Homie. In Newport Beach, actually on Marigold in CDM. I don't know, Holmes. I don't know that you want any of that. He's already threatened Conor McGregor. He just said he'd kick Chael's ass. And he called Mike a pervert and a creep.
You better don't.
You better don't. All right, so listen. You know, and again, I want to say this. I do not root ever for anybody or anything other than something to talk about. I don't have a favorite team. I don't have a favorite guy. I don't have a favorite gal. I don't have a favorite sport. I don't have a favorite anything. I'm totally objective. I don't have favorite things. I just don't. But let me say this. To me right now, there is not an athlete more compelling or more interesting to me personally than Jalen Ramsey. I'm all about this guy. And if you put Jalen Ramsey in your magazine or on your TV show or on your team, if this guy shows up anywhere at all, I'm in. I'm all in. So, of course, I was going to be fired up when I saw that he sat down with Mina Kimes from ESPN. It's just that after that great GQ piece, I didn't want to get my hopes up. I mean, what more did that guy have to say? What was left for him to say after what he said in that GQ piece? There was nothing left. So I didn't want to get too hyped. Because nothing ever lives up to the hype, except for Jalen Ramsey. He is the exception because Jalen Ramsey delivers every single time. Why don't we start out with this? The exchange that the two of them had about a possible matchup between Ramsey and his girlfriend's older brother. He dates Golden Tate's little sister. And in fact, has a child with her. So when asked about that matchup, a potential matchup with Golden Tate, Ramsey said, quote, yeah, he wouldn't want that. Would he give you any trouble? Quote, none at all. Golden's pretty fast. Quote, not fast enough. In other words, Golden Tate, Super Bowl champ, Pro Bowler, Biletnikoff winner, All-American, sit the hell down. And then Jalen, he was just getting started. And don't think for a second that this is some act. My man's serious. For example, Kimes writes, quote, I asked him when he first thought he'd play in the NFL. Quote, out the womb, he says, cutting into a piece of steak. I laugh. He doesn't. His girlfriend tells this story in the piece. Quote, Ramsey was playing basketball with his 9-year-old nephew and the kid's friends. He was dunking on them, she says. Later, Ramsey's mother stepped onto the court. He dunked on her too. End quote. Dunking on a 9-year-old is not enough. He's dunking on his own mom, his own mother. He's dunking on his own mother, the person who made every conceivable sacrifice so he could be in the position that he's in right now, and he's throwing down in her face and letting her know about it. The piece also talks about the story of how he went to Florida State to play for Jimbo Fisher. He started immediately, the first true freshman corner at FSU since Deion Sanders to start. So for a guy who's not short on opinions about anybody and everything, Ramsey describes Fisher as, quote, okay. That's all he said, okay. When Mina Kimes tells Ramsey that she has never met Fisher, Ramsey says, quote, you're not missing out, end quote. Boom! Have some, Jim Bob. Roasted. If dunking on your mom was vicious, that's even more so. Ramsey just dunked on Fisher and then hung on the rim for another 5 minutes afterwards, just staring at the guy. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and guess that you're not missing out is not going on any of A&M's new recruiting materials. The fact that he just left it at you're not missing out tells you how little he respects Fisher. And then he got rolling. Here's Ramsey on everybody that he didn't get to in the GQ magazine that's left in the NFL. Rapid fire style. Jalen Ramsey on Antonio Brown. Quote, he's easily the best receiver in the NFL. Easily. Let me just stop right there. This guy's not talking junk. He's not killing everybody. He will give credit where credit's due. Note that. Jalen Ramsey on DeAndre Hopkins. Quote, he's had freaking 100 quarterbacks. All trash. I could be his quarterback. I could literally be his quarterback. End quote. Jalen Ramsey on Danny Amendola, quote, or is it Edelman? He actually was thinking of Amendola, and he's about to go in, quote, he just got a brand new contract, and he's terrible. People think he's so great. No, he's not. Tom Brady made him look good. Tom could take me as a receiver, and I would be a first-team All-Pro, end quote. You know, that may sound like he's talking junk, but he's not. Tom Brady could take Ramsey as receiver, and he would be a first-team All-Pro because of how hard they both work. Ramsey on Gronk, quote, I don't think Gronk is as great as people think he is. And there's more, quote, anytime Gronk has been matched up with a corner, he's had a very bad game, and that corner has had a very good game, end quote. Jalen Ramsey on the Dallas Cowboys, quote, I will never play for them unless the Joneses leave, end quote. And Jalen Ramsey on Jalen Ramsey, quote, a lot of people are going to hate me before they like me. I'm perfectly fine with that, end quote. Look, if you still hate this guy and haven't yet moved on to liking him, it's because it's on you, not on him. This guy's the best talker in the NFL and damn near the best player in the NFL. The NFL needs more dudes like this guy. He's great for the NFL. He's great because of that rap that some of you hate so much. He's great because he says things that nobody would ever say, and then he goes out and he backs it all the hell up. And he's able to do so because he's got unbelievable game, talent, technique, and a crazy work ethic and football IQ. This is one of my biggest takeaways from this piece and having spoken to him on this show. This cat works hard and never, ever stops because he doesn't want to just be great. He wants to be the best ever, better than Deion, better than anybody. And at the rate he's going, he might end up there. And you're going to like him after you finish hating him. But not me. Not me. I'm all about this guy. Reminds me of guys back in the day when I came up, guys that I loved. My man, Terrell Buckley. I loved T-Buck. Loved his game, loved his act, loved his effort. T-Buck, and I love T-Buck to this day. T-Buck was never going to be this guy. My man Jalen Rose was my guy on the way up. Jalen Ramsey, man, he's different. He's different. And he's never going to stop talking, and he's always going to back it up. And whatever you do, do not tell me this guy's bad for the league. Because right now, I'd be hard-pressed to find anybody better for the league than Jalen Ramsey. This is a huge Jalen Ramsey house. I don't play favorites, but I love this guy, straight up. I can't get enough, and I could not respect him any more than I do. Let the record reflect that. When we come back, Jimmy Johnson, 7-time NASCAR champ, my guest. Building pros, listen up. If you're a contractor or a builder or a remodeler, Lumber Liquidators Pro Plus is the only partner you are ever going to need for all your flooring needs. With special pro-only pricing and dedicated support, LL Pro Plus will help you get your flooring jobs done quickly and profitably. Are you worried about selection and availability? Do not be. Lumber Liquidators has over 150 million square feet of flooring available, with over 100,000 square feet in stock at most of their stores. And they stock professional grade adhesives, underlayment, molding, tools, fasteners, grout. In other words, you can get exactly what you need when you have to have it. And if you're too busy to pick up your flooring yourself, that's also not a problem, because the LL Pro Plus team will deliver it right to your job. And with LL Pro Plus, you can even get a business line of credit. So put the LL Pro Plus flooring experts on your team right now. Visit your local Lumber Liquidator store or lumberliquidators.com/prosales today. lumberliquidators.com/prosales.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
I am Jim Rome. Welcome back. I got to get right at this. We are joined by the driver of the number 48 Chevrolet for Hendrick Motorsports in the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series. He is a 7-time Cup Series champ, tied with Richard Petty and Dale Earnhardt for most championships all time. He won a record 5 straight championships. Very good friend of the program. The Southern 500 at Darlington, Sunday, 6 p.m. Eastern on NBC Sports Network. Jimmy Johnson's my guest. Jimmy, good to have you back. How are you?
Thanks, buddy. Glad to be back on the show.
Great to have you, Jimmy. Thanks so much. Listen, let me jump right into it. You had last weekend off. I know you went out. You got some time away. You did some mountain biking. I bring this up because back in the day, John Smoltz, the Hall of Fame pitcher, would talk about how golf, Jimmy, helped make him a better pitcher, especially from a mental standpoint. Is it a reach, or can I say, does cycling make you a better driver? And if so, how?
There's some crossover, certainly, from the nutrition and hydration standpoint, and get out on a good 3-4 hour ride, it's the same environment that I got to deal with in the race car. So I've used that to directly correlate between the two. But honestly, as my fitness has improved and I've kind of met those personal goals, it's more about getting out and clearing my head. So from the mental aspect, it's an hour or two a day to go out, clear my head, organize my thoughts. I generally think about the upcoming track, or components on the car, or direction things are going. So physically and mentally, it's been a great outlet for me.
Jimmy Johnson, the driver of the number 48 Chevrolet, joining us. All right, so speaking of the upcoming track, you've got Darlington for the Southern 500. You have 3 cup wins at Darlington. So as you get ready for that track and that race, what are the most important things in your mind?
Surviving this track. I mean, this track was built in the 50s. And they've put new asphalt down, but it's still a very narrow racetrack designed for cars to, run 100 miles an hour, 115 or something. And we're out here entering turn 3 at over 180. So It is a very narrow track. There's something that's called the Darlington Stripe. It's when you get up against the wall at the right side of the car and scratch the car up, and everybody leaves here with one. So just trying to minimize that stripe and the damage and use every inch of the racetrack, but not overstep that line.
The Southern 500 at Darlington Sunday, 6 p.m. Eastern on NBC Sports Network. Jimmy, you're currently 15th in the standings and in position to lock up a series record 15th playoff berth. I know you're not racing to just get playoff berths, but how much pride do you take in that level of consistency from you and your team?
Yeah, you're right. There's a ton of pride in the fact that I've made all of our playoffs so far. I do not like the position I'm in, and as low as I am in the standings, and the fact that I haven't won a race this year. It hasn't been from a lack of effort. We've been doing everything we can and just haven't had the stuff this year. The good news is if we make the playoffs, there's still few months of racing left and plenty of time to get things turned around. So we're improving each and every week. We're running better. Our organization at Hendrick Motorsports is performing better. And we're heading in the right direction. We just need to keep our playoff hopes alive and then get hot at the right time.
We're talking to Jimmy Johnson for a few more moments. You know, one of the topics, Jimmy, that comes up on the show quite a bit when you talk to elite performers is, what is the tougher challenge? Is it breaking through to win a championship for the first time, or is it maintaining that success over the years? Where do you come out on that?
Man, I don't know. What first comes to mind is just winning the first. I had two get away from me, and I wasn't sure I would get another look at a championship. So that's pretty vivid in my mind. Although what I'm living through right now, trying to get our performance back and get back into championship form, has been a pretty tough go. But I'll probably need another 6 months before I can really reflect back on where I am now and compare that.
Jimmy Johnson, my guest. You know, if we go back, Jeff Gordon talks about when he first saw you, he saw car control. So I'm kind of curious, like car control, where does that come from? Was that a natural gift, or is that something you developed maybe when you were racing in the dirt?
You know, you're right. I think it was the dirt. In fact, where Jeff really spotted me is at the track that I'm inside of right now here in Darlington. And you run right next to the wall, as I mentioned, and you know, you've got 2 or 3 inches to really play with to create lap time. And there's a level of comfort and car control that comes with that. And I think the crazy environment, racing motocross, racing off-road buggies, off-road trucks, sliding around, being very uncomfortable, having to compromise with while you're inside the car with the elements and the environment on the track, has helped me tremendously on the blacktop racing in NASCAR.
Got another minute or so with Jimmy Johnson. I want to ask you about this. Go back to last month, and you were at Watkins Glen. You're driving, and you see your teammate Chase Elliott slowing down on the backstretch of the final lap. What did you think when you first saw that?
When I saw him slowing down, I thought he was celebrate and do some burnouts and stuff because we were near the main grandstands at that point. So I pulled up and gave him a thumbs up and kind of revved the engine. And as I drove away, I realized he was dead in the water. The car wasn't running. So I just felt like I could help him out and give him a nice push around to the front stretch.
Well, that was to get his first win. Listen, one last thought. Yeah. I know you're really busy. You got to go. I want to ask you about this really quickly. You're granting your 48th Make-A-Wish today. What does that number mean to you, and what's the whole experience been like for you, Jimmy?
Yeah, I just finished it. It is always so humbling to meet these families and meet these young kids that their wish is to meet me. I mean, that's just a crazy thing to try to get my own mind around. It just means the world. And our sport in general is very very forward-thinking and very much a charitable group. I have my own foundation, but then it's still at the same time, I love to grant these wishes and participate in other amazing programs. So it means a lot. It's hard to believe it's 48. I mean, it just means I've been doing this long time.
Well, he's the driver of the number 48 Chevrolet for Hendrick Motorsports in the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series. Don't forget, the Southern 500 at Darlington on Sunday. Jimmy, I appreciate you, man. Great to have you back. Thanks so much.
You got it, Rome. Hope to see you soon, buddy.
You got it, bud. Thank you. Jimmy Johnson.
Bye.
I got two thoughts on that really quickly before I go to break. Number one, NASCAR is still like the most amazing league to deal with. Like, we love dealing with everybody, and we have lots of great, great relationships. NASCAR is like the best, the best. The NHL is right there, and that's not to slight any other league. Love the NFL, love the NBA, love Major League Baseball, love the PGA. We deal with everybody. We do business with everybody. But man, NASCAR is something else. We had another driver booked who had to get unbooked for whatever reason, just something. And they're like, hey, by the way, would you want to talk to Jimmy Johnson? Yeah, that would work. That'd be fine. That'd be awesome. We'll take that 7-time champ. They're always working for you. Alvin, I'll take that disclaimer.
Good guy.
Top performer.
They know what they're doing.
Respects the fans.
There's no better league to deal with than NASCAR.
Gives back, appreciates the sport, has time for the fans.
And NASCAR has won me over.
I like it. I get it.
They call on time. They do good interviews. They have good attitudes.
It's big. It's not going away.
Good interviews, shows up on time.
Every one of those guys is like that.
They won me over.
I will say for the record once again, I've done a 180.
He's not Tony Stewart. Rusty Wallace is my favorite guest. And if it's not Rusty Wallace, it's Clint Boyer and his bus driver, Curtis.
I did not break the pace car.
Carl Edwards, class act, Trevor Bayne. The best energy.
And I love Jeff Gordon.
I can't pick favorites, but Jimmy Johnson's my favorite.
And Brad Keselowski is right there.
All true. Everything I just said is true. Jimmy Johnson is my favorite, but I don't play favorites. But Brad Keselowski is right there, and so is Jeff Gordon. Not only did Jimmy Johnson, the seven-time champ, fill in for somebody else, he called 5 minutes early and made the call himself. It may not seem like a big deal, but in terms of dealing with Hall of Famers, it's a big deal. Hall of Famers do not call 5 minutes early, and they usually have somebody make the call and then hold the phone until it's time to go on. Really big deal. Southern 500 at Darlington coming up on Sunday. All right, I need a break. I've got a sports update coming up in about 30 seconds. If you're waiting on that, do not go anywhere. eBay has everything you need to do football season your way. Are you watching the game at home? Well, nothing says Sunday football like a crock pot full of your semi-famous turkey chili. Are you tailgating? Then keep those drinks extra cold in a new ice blue Yeti cooler. Are you in the stands? Then rep your ride or die team with jerseys, hats, and more. No matter where you're watching, never miss a play because your new Roku Express caught everything. Visit eBay, feel like you scored a touchdown without ever even picking up a ball. Game day is happening on eBay. Here is that sports update, I promise.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Let me lay this out one more time. Labor Day, this weekend, enjoy a slow smoke meal with a Masterbuilt smoker. Whether you want the ease of electric, the traditional charcoal, or propane, you'll find the just right smoker. Masterbuilt smokers are easy to use, and the taste, none is better. This Labor Day, spend the time with your friends and your family. Enjoy the great taste of slow smoke food. Find Masterbuilt smokers at Home Depot, Lowe's, Sam's Club, Academy, Bass Pro, and Cabela's. Best content contribution wins our last one. Number 10. We're halfway through it, so you're running out of time. Make sure you make that phone call, tweet at me, fire off an email, do whatever you have to do, but do it right now. Now, remember when Alan Shipnooks had that story about Phil Mickelson being a black belt in Taekwondo? Everybody laughed at that. I did, you did, we all did. Come to find out, it might be true. Based on this video that went viral yesterday, maybe it's true. I'll have that for you in a minute, but first, I'm trying to give away that last smoker. We go to Studio City, 818 for life, Beaks in Studio City. Beaks, what's going on?
Hey, Saggy Chops, what's up there, buddy?
What's up?
First, I want to say congrats on the podcast royalty like Adam Kroll and Joe Rogan, man. Your first pod year is a classic. Now I want to hit on a few guys. These guys might as well be the current Dodger bullpen of legendary jungle callers. Number one, the Vagabond. That's a guy Ray is hilarious, but based on his Woodscopes call last Friday, let's just put this thing to bed. Ray isn't homeless, Jim. He doesn't sleep on the streets. This quote-unquote social experiment about living the life we all used to live. I didn't want a job or pay rent either. Signed a 16-year-old Beaks growing up in Ventura. Five letters for you, Ira. M-O-O-C-H. Moving on to Vicky. Dude, how you let me down this past year. Vic was my favorite jungle villain, Jim, but decided to start a new brand. He became the reverse Ebenezer Scrooge of the jungle. He kicks ass on Smack Off Eve, and then on Smacky Christmas, Vic's Rudolph gets a DUI. Vic, you could have called in nine times and still lost to Indy, even if you called in and burped twice. So, Vicky, I'm pleading to you. Just become the jungle's WWE Undertaker and show up once a year. We hope to hear from you on Thursday, July 18th, 2019. War my dude Rick in Buffalo, road raging on a Segway in traffic, wearing a Bills fanny pack. And since it's a Friday and the flight D is in, Warden Gallagher not being in studio on that classic mean tweet day because they would have seen Kelly's huge melon, pulled out the mallet and yelled, "Are you ready to smash some fruit?" Out.
Beaks. You can rack him. It wasn't all decipherable. I couldn't understand it all, but I made out enough of it to go ahead and rack him. The flight D. Then again, the 818 rules, but you can't always get good cell coverage there. Studio City. Bye-bye. All right, Beaks. Thank you very much. So I mentioned it. Hefty's debut on Twitter.com. Let me start right there.
Hefty.
Remember when Hefty finally showed up on Twitter? That debut got off to a corny as hell start. Corny as hell. This guy drops a GIF of himself and a selfie in his first 24 hours on the bird. And that was sandwiched between one of the all-time lame smack exchanges with none other than his partner in shakedowns, Eldrick. I mean, nothing's going to get you revved up to empty your pockets to watch a couple of dudes in their 40s play an exhibition match for your money than fire like this. Tiger tweets, "It's on at Phil Mickelson." Phil tweets, "I bet you think this is the easiest $9 million you'll ever make." Crying face emoji. Tiger tweets, "Think you will earn some bragging rights?" Trophy emoji. Phil tweets, "Let's do this." Thumbs up emoji. I mean, that's like all the lukewarm lava that anybody can handle. But 22 tweets into Hefty's timeline, the dude showed a sign that maybe he is figuring out this Twitter thing. Because a video that he posted the other morning has started to go viral. At Phil Mickelson tweeted, "High kicking over at Chris O'Donnell. Why? Because I can." Check the video. If you're watching on CBS Sports Network. Oh! Look at this guy. Now, I'm going to give Phil the benefit of the doubt and assume that that video is legit, that it's authentic, that it's not one of those doctored tapes or some kind of video shop like the ones that Denlex pumps out every single morning. Because if you're watching on CBS Sports Network, you saw that. You can judge for yourself. It's a video of Hefty in the living room of a pretty swank house, dressed in all black, presumably because it's thinning, standing in front of an absolutely petrified Chris O'Donnell. And the dude who played the boy wonder has his hands over his grill as Phil steps up and windmills his left leg right over the top of Dick Grayson's head. I mean, I got to be honest. If it's legit, it's pretty impressive. I mean, yeah, O'Donnell might go 5'7", maybe. But there's Hefty going all Radio City Music Hall and sending a rocket high kick right over the top of one of the kids from school ties melon. I mean, I don't know. Maybe this dude really does have lethal taekwondo skills. Maybe I owe this guy an apology. Maybe that black belt that he has is legit and not 44 inches long and leather and hanging in the closet. Again, if the video is authentic, that's a 48-year-old dude who hasn't exactly been known for treating his body like a temple, putting his foot halfway to the ceiling and not ripping his groin right off the bone. However, if it is legit, that Hefty high kick does leave me with a few more questions than answers. I mean, can you imagine what this guy could have done if he put the time in at the dojo when he was in his 20s or his 30s or even most of his 40s? He wouldn't be known for that set of moves that he's been carrying around for the better part of 2 decades. He'd be known for the green jackets that he's got stacked in his closet. Phil Mickelson, all of a sudden becoming gym guy or dojo guy at the age of 48, is like the perfect next chapter for Hefty. Dude spent the prime of his career fighting the bulge so badly that every button on those polos that he was rocking was at risk of blasting right off his chest and into orbit. Now he's repping button downs, literally. He's throwing on long-sleeved Oxfords in the mid-90s heat, and not just to pad his bottom line, but to show that he can do it. Listen, what I'm getting at is this. Almost everything this guy's ever done is calculated. There's not a guy on the planet who has cultivated an image better than Hefty. And while you expect this dude to pull off trick shots, like that flop shot that he hit over a guy's head from like 4 feet away, you never expect to see the big man showcasing his high kicks over LL Cool J's partner on NCIS Los Angeles. New season, premiering Sunday, September 30th, only on CBS. Big shout out to my man Kelly Call, president of CBS Entertainment. quick message to the Lethal Weapon. You haven't had a top 10 finish since May. You missed the cut at the PGA. You were never in contention at the Open and finished 48th at Shinnecock. Put down the nunchucks and spend more time away from the dojo and on the range. The kick was pretty impressive if it's legit. You need more time on the range, or Jim Furyk is going to leave your ass home for the Ryder Cup. More time on the range, less at the dojo. Have you seen the video, though? It's pretty impressive. If it's legit, I didn't know that guy had that in him. Maybe, hey, H-Man, maybe myself and many others owe you an apology. It's pretty good. That reaction is warranted. Even if O'Donnell is like 5'7", he's still got that leg up. All right, now this guy's been a topic today. This guy got name-checked earlier. Remember earlier, Cal in Vegas called out Mike in Indy and said, man, he's a creep and a pervert. He dropped into my DMs. Check that. My sister's DMs. And tried to creep on her. I knew it would bring this guy out. He wants to win his third. I knew he wouldn't take that from Cal. Let's go to Mike in Indy. Pretty early for Mikey, though. Mikey normally calls in the last segment to rip the thing on the way out. Mike in Indy. Mikey DLC. Hey, Mike, how are you?
Jim, I know those Masterbuilts are excellent products, but I'm not calling today to win a third one. I want to talk about this Jeff in Southfield thing. The audio forensic geeks at Radio Shack have completed their analysis of my call structure and take cadence compared to Jeff in Southfield. Because of my undeniable greatness, they have discovered a glaring difference. In neither of Jeff's calls does he tell you how great he is. But in mine, because of my greatness, I tell you constantly. Even after Jeff ran ferocious smack at me, in my response call, I call him a legend. Yes, because of my greatness, Jeff in Southfield has turned me into a beta male. Of course, I'm not really Mike in Indy. I'm Rick in Buffalo. I called today to talk about that loser, Vic in NoCal. Vic, in your prime, you were beating Hall of Fame comedian Jay Moore into battle, and you even got the better of him a few times. Now you're being baited into battle by a fat ass from Buffalo who isn't even in the Hall of Fame of his local bowling alley. And what's with that phony gangster accent? If that thing gets any more fake, you'll be doing commercials for sleep apnea.
Hey, it's Vic and NoCal. Your snoring is disrespectful. You need to get yourself a Zipa. Oh,
but I'm not really Rick in Buffalo. I'm deceased comedian Mitch Hedberg. That's right, I'm talking to you from beyond the grave. Much like Yoda, I have learned to commune from the other side. But instead of wasting my time with fools like Obi-Wan Kenobi, I'd rather call the jungle. Dozens of people think Jeff in Southfield sounds like me, from Stephen H. Town to legendary tweeter Alan and Riley. That's right, the Alan and Riley. But I didn't call to talk about Jeff in Southfield. I want to talk about Vic and Rick. The only thing really separating those two names is the R and the V. So why don't you guys buy an RV and go on a road trip together? When you reach the horizon line, you finally realize you're in love. But I'm not really Mitch Hedberg. I'm Jeff in Southfield.
Hey, Mike and Indy. In your calls, you dub yourself the Don of the Midwest Mafia. Who you kidding, fool? You're not even the Don of Osmond. You're barely the Don of Don Knotts. But of course, Jeff in Southfield is really Mike and Indy.
Jim, I know those Masterbuilts are excellent products, but I didn't call today to win one as much as to talk about someone who's already won one. Rick in Buffalo, even though you already have a smoker by Masterbuilt, we all know you really want your meat smoked by Peterbilt. Give me my Masterbuilt!
Oh, man. I literally have not had a reaction like that to a phone call since Jeff in Southfield was talking about Fonzarelli. And I came out of that phone call and I said, what the hell just happened? Who was that guy and what was that? So take that reaction and multiply it by five and you have my reaction to that call. Damn, that was weird. That was really weird. As you might have figured out, that was not Mike and Indy. That was, in fact, Jeff and Southfield pretending to be a lot of different dudes, man. That was wild. Jeff and Southfield. Make sure you save that call, Albie. It's going to be tough to beat that. He may have just ripped that smoker. Third hour coming up next. Sean Porter, top-ranked WBC welterweight next hour, and more telephone calls. Got to get reaction.